Hey, everybody. Why is it that Democrats only love America when they're in power? We talk about that and a recap of the Arizona election fraud meeting and so much more. You guys can email us your questions, thoughts, feedback, or things you want me to see, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, the largest student movement fighting for freedom, liberty, and our country, go to tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the culture war in our country. And if you want to support our program, you can go to charliekirk.com/support. Important episode. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Has this election cycle gotten you stressed out, worn down? If so, time to bounce back. What's the number one mineral to fight stress and fatigue? Magnesium. I want you to try a new dietary supplement, a veggie capsules of me called Magnesium Breakthrough from my friends of the show, By Optimizers. This is the magnesium supplement I recommend because it combines all 7 essential forms of magnesium into one convenient daily dosage. Most magnesium supplements fail because they are not full spectrum. When you get all 7 critical forms of magnesium, so many functions in your body can get upgraded. The supplements are designed to enhance focus, sleep, reduce inflammation, improve your body's reaction to stress. So check out Magnesium Breakthrough with me. Take 2 pills a day with your evening meal and reverse magnesium deficiency in all of its forms. I take magnesium every night and you should too. Use promo code KIRK10 for 10% off any order. Go to buyoptimizers.com/KIRK. That's buyoptimizers.com/KIRK. Promo code KIRK10 to apply the discount. Another very busy news day as we are on our way to Georgia to help with the Senate runoffs. Kelly Loeffler and Senator Perdue are in need of help right now as we try to defend our republic against complete and total Democrat control. And we are still fighting on the voter integrity fight, working very late as we were overseeing the hearing that happened in Arizona in front of a panel of state legislatures who were hearing from firsthand accounts and witness testimony of some of the most incredible examples of voter fraud that have been uncovered. And so we have some sound from this that I want to play for you. But the one that I want to start with is from Matt Brainerd. We had him on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. I encourage you guys to check that out if you want to dive deeper into this. Matt Brainerd is from the Voter Integrity Fund. He played some tape at the Arizona hearing of his phone center that attempted to contact thousands of people, and 2 in particular that he has here are people that on the Arizona voter rolls, it shows that they voted. However, when they contacted them, they say, did you request an absentee ballot? They say, no, absolutely not. Play cut 20.
Hello, this is Mary Kemper with Voter Integrity Fund. May I please speak to Charles?
Yes, sir. Who are you with?
Voter Integrity Fund. Charles March in the state of Arizona and Ismar is having requested an absentee ballot. Did you request an absentee ballot?
Absolutely did not.
No. Okay, and did you? Okay, no. Okay, somebody from our team will follow up with you, and can you please give us the best phone number? Is it this?
So I'll play for you the second example.
Hello? Hello? Hi. Hi, is this Zofa?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Taj. I'm with the Voter Integrity Fund. In the state of Arizona, it said that you requested the absentee ballot. I'm just making sure that you requested that ballot.
No, I did not request an absentee ballot.
Okay, somebody from our team will follow up with you. Is this a good number to follow back up with you on?
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time and you have a good day.
So there you heard clearly in Arizona, two examples of people that were contacted by phone that it showed, according to public records, that they voted by mail, voted absentee, but they said they did not even request an absentee ballot. There were over 9 hours of testimony in Arizona, 9 hours, that showed a deliberate, intentional scheme that was hatched. Now, we don't know the depth of it. We don't know every single person involved. But it's very clear as you analyze the data, as you're able to hear these firsthand accounts of how signatures were not even being checked, of people that were looking at the signature verification and they testified that the signatures did not even resemble in any way whatsoever. This is cut 14, where one of the witnesses said that the signatures were completely illegible and they were told to not worry about it. That even though the signatures were not matching of people that were sending in mail-in ballots, they were being told by poll workers, don't worry about it. How many fraudulent ballots possibly could have gone undetected? Play cut 14.
I kept looking at the screen because it seemed very odd. And in the bottom right-hand corner was a yellow banner. And I got into a position where I could see the yellow banner, which said low confidence. Then I started paying much closer attention to the signatures, thinking this didn't even make sense to me because the signature on the ballot that was being compared to other signatures didn't even resemble in any way what they were comparing it to. They were completely illegible. They were just scribbles on the ballot. And there were five screeners screening low confidence ballots for an entire afternoon that I was in there. And I asked Celia what the low confidence said, and she said just not to worry about that, that this was a new program that they were testing.
Don't worry about that. It's a new program they were testing. This year, ballots that are being counted where the signatures are not being verified and they are not correlating. In fact, she said, quote, they did not resemble in any way whatsoever. Another Arizona hearing witness said that they, when they were done counting ballots and then more truckloads of ballots were coming in, they said, how can you not know how many ballots are still out there? It was just ballot after ballot after ballot of truckload. Play cut 13.
The Wednesday before the Friday that we quit voting, so 10 days before they quit tabulating, they thought they were done. And then more truckloads of ballots would come in. And I'm like, how can you not know how many ballots are still out there?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Would you repeat that?
Yeah.
They thought they were done.
They thought they were done multiple times.
There was what?
Multiple times. The people that were running the rooms thought they were done or almost done or were going to be done Wednesday morning, then Thursday morning, then Friday morning. Then it went on the whole next week. And I'm like, I asked the question. I'm like, you don't know how many ballots are still left to come in? I don't know who does, again, process project management.
Ballots continue to come into these centralized counting areas. Despite the way to typically do ballot counting in Arizona, they would go precinct by precinct or ward by ward. But now they just send ballots into the centralized counting area where ballots could be thrown away, where ballots could be counted in ways with no oversight whatsoever. Again, these Arizona hearing witnesses are just everyday Americans that happen to see this form of fraud. Go to cut 21 of an Arizona hearing witness who said, your vote is not as secure as your Venmo account. Play cut 21.
So my vote is only as good as the integrity of Dominion and all the hackers that exist that can get into the Dominion machine.
Your vote is not as secure as your Venmo account.
Pardon me? Say that one more time.
Your vote is not as secure as your Venmo account.
Can you think of any reason why anyone would hire them to count votes in the United States?
I could postulate a lot of...
Are any of them good reasons?
They have a strong lobby. They work with the government. They work with state government agencies, and they've got the infrastructure to sell their services.
They have heavy lobby. They have the infrastructure to sell their services. So why are Dominion voting systems being used in all the key battleground states across the country? And this witness says that your vote is not nearly as secure as your Venmo account. So there, now just to recap, Matt Brainard shows that there were people that are on the phone that said they did not vote by mail, but the record shows they did. We have people that said that ballots were being coming in at record numbers with no oversight whatsoever. There was a hearing witness that was overseeing signatures and said that they were completely illegible. So people were just scribbling on ballots, probably with intercepted ballots or people that were being taken advantage of. And because of the new vote tabulation methodology, there is no way to go back to the actual precincts of where these came from unless you're going to do a very exhaustive process, because they decided to bring all of the ballots together into one place to count them. How much more evidence do we actually need? We do not have an evidence deficit. We have an evidence surplus. And yet the activist media ignored this entire hearing. They didn't talk about any of this incredibly important information. I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranches from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. Have the best Christmas ever with Good Ranchers' free hickory honey holiday ham. Every new subscription gets a Berkshire hickory honey smoked ham for free. Our Berkshire hams are 100% no antibiotics ever, 100% hormone free, 100% born and raised in America. As always, Good Ranchers is 100% American beef and chicken, and now pork. GoodRanchers.com. Get 100% American beef raised right to your door. Beef the way it used to be. Skip the grocery store lines and it will be delivered to you for free, and the taste is always delicious. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts and overseas beef buying from the other guys. Get the American beef cuts your family deserves with Good Ranchers. Buy today at GoodRanchers.com. Again, GoodRanchers.com delivers your favorite meats right to your door. Perfect for grilling out or dinners at home. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view all their American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code CHARLIE to get your free Berkshire hickory honey smoked ham with your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now. Use the promo code CHARLIE. Get the Berkshire ham free for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code CHARLIE. I want to play a tape here of President Trump calling into the Arizona hearing yesterday. Let's play cut 16, followed by cut 17.
This shows you how arrogant the Democrats and others were in taking away and stealing an election, because that's what they've tried to do, is steal it. And the easy route for me, when everyone's saying, oh, just focus on 2024, sir. Focus on 2024. I said, no, I have to focus on 2 weeks ago, because this is the greatest scam ever perpetrated upon our country. This is the big one. And I just say that I want to thank you. We're going to win this thing. We're not giving up ever. We will never give up. There's never been anything like this.
And cut 17 of the president saying what they did is play games. This is the first time Republicans have actually fought back. Place cut 17.
But what they did is they played games, and games like nobody's ever seen before. This is the first time Republicans, or first time anyone, has fought back. The 2020 election was rigged. It was a scam, and the whole world is watching, and they're laughing at our country. They're laughing at us. They know who won, and we won by a lot.
The president here is now drawing the line, and it's very good to hear from him personally, not just from his surrogates, especially in these hearings. It gives a lot of the people that are fighting very hard confidence and kind of gives them reinforcement to continue to press on. President Trump, if all things were calculated and tabulated correctly and it was a fair election, absolutely won in early November, no doubt. And the telltale signs of voter fraud, of election fraud, have been executed perfectly. Now, mind you, their ideal scenario was to win in an actual landslide, defeat Mitch McConnell in Kentucky, defeat Joni Ernst in Iowa, defeat Steve Daines in Montana, defeat Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, all of it. When in reality, the opposite happened, that President Trump started a red wave across the country and they went to their absolute emergency plan, which is to try to stop it in the key counties across the country. And people say that voter fraud does not exist. Well, did you know that two people in Los Angeles were just arrested for submitting more than 8,000 fraudulent voter registrations on behalf of homeless people, fictitious identities, and dead voters from July to October? That's just one example of 8,000 fraudulent voter registrations. How many other people are doing this? Is there an organized cash criminal network to have fake voter registration profiles and find the ballots, intercept them, and put them through the system? Was there somebody behind this in LA beyond just the people that participated in this? It would begin to explain all of the statistical irregularities, all the things that people have not been able to explain using just the explanation that there was no fraud whatsoever. The deeper we dive into this, and the more that we look at the statistics and the evidence behind this election, the more we realize that it's the Democrats that actually have explaining to do. If you believe that this election was not stolen, you're actually the conspiracy theorist. You're the one that believes that everything that you are being told is just as is. There's nothing to see here. Everything was done perfectly. Just right now, in a Michigan hearing, there was someone testifying that said that out of 10,000 votes that he reviewed, 220 deceased voters voted in Michigan. That's just out of 10,000 votes that he reviewed. Pretty stunning. And that's just one canvas that he has done in Michigan. Matt Brainard has a study that he released of 1,300 plus voters that registered to vote at UPS stores in Georgia. So the question is, where are the Republicans? Why are they missing in this most critical fight for elections, for integrity, and for the future of our republic? And some of them say we should just focus on Georgia. We could do both of those things. But I can tell you a lot of people will not vote for Loeffler and Perdue unless this mess gets cleared up and they feel confident in their voting systems. When I see a flag of the United States, I actually don't think about politics. The love I have for the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world will actually go unchanged if Joe Biden becomes president. We as conservatives do not judge our love of America based on who's president. For us, we continue to wave our American flags, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, stand for the national anthem, regardless of who is president. Because for us, being Americans has absolutely nothing to do with who is currently occupying the Oval Office. For us, being an American is about being a citizen, having a duty to our country, believing in the American Trinity of liberty, in God we trust, and e pluribus unum. Being an American is understanding our rich history worthy of appreciation, the beauty of the landscape of this republic, understanding what it means to be a constitutional republic. That is a country worthy of our support, regardless of whether or not Joe Biden becomes president. However, for the other political party, that is not the case. Public polling has reflected this for quite some time, where it shows that Democrats, and particularly people in the Democrat base, they judge their view of America or their fondness or lack thereof of America based solely on whether or not their team member is president of the United States. In Politico magazine, there was an article that reinforces this. Time for my flag to go up. How anti-Trumpers are reclaiming the American flag. Now, public polling showed that all throughout the Obama years, Democrats' love of America went up For Republicans, it went unchanged. Under Donald Trump, Democrats' love of America went dramatically down, and for Republicans, it went slightly up. So for Republicans, basically, there is no decrease when Democrats take office of whether or not we love our country. We love our country the same. But for Democrats, they view America not as a place rich of history, a culture worth appreciating, a constitutional republic worth defending. Instead, they view America as a place to occupy. And if they're not currently in the halls of power, if they're not currently occupying at the top levels of government, well, then it's not worthy of their support. It says in this article, about a month before the election, Curtis Woodall logged onto Amazon and ordered an American flag. The 72-year-old Vietnam War veteran and retired infantry soldier had taken down his old flag about a year into the Trump administration. It hurt. It did, Woodall said. But he didn't want anyone in his neighborhood outside Columbia, South Carolina, to associate him with President Donald Trump's racial rhetoric or anti-immigrant policies. He grew angry when he saw American flags or pickup trucks around town. They've always got a Trump flag and the American flag, he said. And that's bull. That is like desecrating the flag that I served over 20 years with. Now, at last, it might look that like Trump might lose. So Woodall set his new flag on the dining room table and waited. When the election was called for Biden, I said, time for my flag to go up. Woodall told me by phone a couple weeks later. He sent me a photo of his flag still hanging beside his garage, his own Dodge Ram picked in the foreground. So I want to thank Curtis Woodall for his service to our country in the Vietnam War, but he's completely wrong here. The view that the symbol of the United States of America, the symbol of freedom internationally, the symbol that flew heroically over Iwo Jima, is somehow tied to President Trump goes to show that liberals and leftists' true complaint was not with Trump, it was with the country. What does the American flag actually represent? What does our country actually represent? And why all of a sudden are Democrats happy now to re-embrace the symbology of America, which I'm all for? Congratulations. Welcome aboard. We're not leaving our symbology of America. Well, it means that we are a country that is unlike any other, that we are exceptional, that regardless of who occupies the government, we are going to be proud of our beautiful country. And now, the fact that we are seeing more and more members of the Democrat socialist base now want to reclaim the flag just goes to show that they themselves think they have won the highest levels of government. It should be a non-political symbol. It used to be a non-political symbol. But what it really means is that they think they can now reclaim what it means to be an American. They don't want us to be a constitutional republic. They want us to be a mobocracy and a plutocracy that gives a lot of power to the billionaire class, which is hilarious because the base of the Democrat Party is filled with Bernie Sanders supporters who say they hate billionaires. It mentions here in the Politico piece that Democrats were so upset when Trump strutted on stage, kissed the flag, and he said, "I love you, baby," to when he kissed the American flag. That is the cover of my book, The MAGA Doctrine. That bothered them that a president would love the flag that much. They say the president is remaking the flag. No, he is reinforcing what this country actually means and what it actually says to be an American. Now, the danger here is that Democrats' conditional support for America exposes that they view our country as nothing more than a political theater power grab. How can I get into power and then all of a sudden the flag is mine? I am a conqueror. I am not a citizen. Big difference. See, we view ourselves as citizens. I'm going to make a prediction right now, and this prediction will end up being true. You will see a rapid decrease in NFL and NBA players kneeling for the national anthem if Joe Biden becomes president. Why? Do those systemic issues all of a sudden disappear, allegedly? Are you perfectly happy with police now? No. It's because now your guy, your political candidate of your choosing, is in power. You guys feel like you've won. Therefore, the protest becomes unnecessary. because it's never actually been about the underlying issues that the BLM incorporated activists said. It's never been about that. We know that. It's always been about the attention. It's been about the complaint. It's been about misrepresenting. And more importantly, it's been about trying to destroy Donald Trump at all costs. Remember, just months ago, the very same Antifa activists that flood Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco that are now re-embracing the flag, they were burning the American flag during the BLM incorporated riots. What changed? What changed is that now they view themselves as the ruling class and as in charge. Time for my flag to go up. How anti-Trumpers are reclaiming the American flag. The political piece says, over the last 4 years, the flag has been recast as a kind of MAGA shorthand. No, it hasn't. Now Trump foes are ready to take the symbol back. The only reason they view it that way is because the opposition, the Democrat Party and the left, they have done everything they possibly can to demonstrate their hatred for our country, to demonstrate their bitter resentment for our republic. From the 1619 Project to BLM Incorporated to Antifa marching through the streets to kneeling during the national anthem, it was not too much of a jump to conclude that there is a vast portion of the Democrat Party that is completely and totally disinterested in post-political conversations rooted in patriotism. Instead, it is easy to conclude and appropriate to conclude that Democrats, basically at all costs, will now use the flag as a way to try to look, make themselves seem morally self-righteous and sanctimonious. They will now use the flag as saying, we now embrace the country. And this is very Alinskyite. You see, Saul Alinsky talked at length about embracing the symbology of the country you're trying to overthrow. Don't burn the flag. Don't oppose the country. And this is something that Bernie Sanders and the radical Democrats really struggled with. They were not following Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, where Saul Alinsky said a true radical is not someone who goes into the streets and burns buildings and smashes windows. Instead, a true radical is someone who puts on a three-piece suit, slicks back his hair, and goes to work every day for a revolutionary purpose. That is a radical and a revolutionary. You see, Democrats have had competing and conflicting strategies. Some of them do take to the streets and they burn down everything. Others do disguise and camouflage themselves and go into the country they're trying to overthrow. Democrats have struggled with this because Democrats on the left, they have such bitter resentment for the country, they can't help themselves but to burn the flag. And what's going to happen now, and now here's another prediction, is some of these Democrats do find the American flag detestable, regardless of who is in office. And Joe Biden is going to let them down because Joe Biden is the billionaire, kleptocratic, plutocratic candidate. And regardless of what they think they have won, if Joe Biden becomes president, they are all of a sudden going to double down on their America hatred. And some Democrats will have American flags and others will be burning them. And that will be part of the new Democrat civil war that is looming. But let me be clear. Our love for our country does not change based on who is occupying the White House. Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it. If you've ever gone to a gym without a plan, you know how overwhelming the weight room can feel. Well, FitBod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. FitBod's algorithm factors in your goals, experience level, equipment, workout duration, and muscle recovery to intelligently craft the perfect total body workout program just for you. I can tell you with FitBod, it gets you on track. It balances muscle groups. It does a phenomenal job. FitBod combines the knowledge of fitness pros with a powerful machine learning algorithm to give you a workout program that maximizes your results. No equipment, no worries. FitBod has body weight routines for those looking to get fit at home or on the go. So get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/Kirk. Try FitBod for free for 1 month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/Kirk. That's one free month when you sign up. That's fitbod.me/Kirk. I want to play a tape here of State Senator Sylvia Allen in Arizona, who says exactly what needs to be said about how she is ready to appoint the electors for Donald Trump. If this starts to happen in state capitals across the country, this is the last line of defense. Play cut 24.
Their playbook, they say Trump will be defeated either through impeachment or at the ballot box in 2020. Do you doubt them? Did you doubt that they were not going to keep on their path? They've told us there, it's out there in plain sight that we're under a coup. We are in a revolution. And we have got to decide which side we're on. Now, I'm ready to go and appoint the electors, but it's not that easy, ladies and gentlemen. But it's not going to be that easy. And I need to talk to you, Ms. Ellis. I had a lot of questions I wanted to ask about this because I know that it's a federal function, and in a federal function, power comes directly from the U.S. Constitution, and it isn't bound by state rules. So that's what I wanted to – I need to talk to you later about these questions I have about – because we are bound by some state rules about how we get into a special session. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. God bless all of us in this country. And I've been so thrilled that I could be here today and that I would be able to – this would be the last thing I can do as a state senator – is to be able to stand up for this election. So thank you so much.
State Senator Sylvia Allen, who is an American hero for what she is saying. And we have growing piles of evidence based on, including all the stuff we've been talking about on our program. Let's go to cut 30 of Dominion Voting Systems rep who engages in extremely shady behavior. Cut 30. Dominion Voting Systems representative.
Scan images?
Huh?
Scan images?
Yeah, but I don't think you'd be transferring scanned images.
See, you're right. I saw it. I saw it.
And he's picking it back over.
What are you doing?
So what do you do with the stick?
Derp, derp, derp.
You're doing the sound of it. Whoop.
It's just what he looks like to me.
Took a notepad.
Derp, derp, derp.
Where is he going?
So there's a video right there. I apologize for those of you who can't see it. But basically, there's a Dominion Voting Systems representative who just walks into a vote counting room, goes to a laptop, puts a USB card in, and then walks out of the room. Incredibly absolutely inexplainable, inexplicable behavior that's happening right there. Dominion Voting Systems representative. We'll put that on our website, charliekirk.com, if you want to see that as well. We're starting to see state senators rise up all across the country to defend our president, to defend our elections, and to say that we are not going to cede electors. State Senator Sylvia Allen has said that. Other state senators across the country starting to rise up in similar fashion. Senator Mastriano, who's going to be on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast as well from Pennsylvania. And this is where all of you come in, to pressure our state representatives to not seat the electors unless we get answers to all of these pressing and necessary questions. And the Republicans are mostly missing in action. And some of you out there are saying, well, it's just time to move on, go to Georgia. That is not correct. We are going to Georgia. We're focusing on the two Senate races as well as we are focusing on the voter fraud fights across the country. But I'm getting thousands and thousands and thousands of emails from people in Georgia who are saying they will not vote in the runoff because of the theft that has been executed against Donald Trump. They are saying they will not go vote in the runoff because they don't believe their vote will actually count. That's the significance of what we are fighting for right now. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, I encourage you to start a chapter. Come to Palm Beach if you want to. Go to tpusa.com. It's the place to start. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.